Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, there was some drama around here, but we will get into that in a little bit. First, we're going to play at least one voicemail, maybe a couple of voicemails. So let's have a listen to the first voicemail that we got.
G'day Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie Battler, and I was going to leave this message for Big Fatty, but Big Fatty won't play it for months, so it'll more likely be in the new year, and that will be too late. This is really a message for Kathy Bacon. What can I buy for Black Friday? It's coming. I don't know when. I can't make sense of all these stupid ads I'm getting, but it must be soon. What can I buy while something's cheap? Kathy Bacon, tell me. Adam, you can also let me know, but I need something for Black Friday, which now is in Australia.
Well, wait a minute. So, first of all, I would assume, now, if you're talking about Amazon or something like that, then there's an Amazon dot whatever their abbreviation, AU, is that what it is? Anyway, there's an Amazon for you guys out there. And I assume they have some sort of sales, maybe, or that's what you're referring to. I don't know. I've never been to Australia. I'm not really sure how things work there. I've heard that things are backwards, like the toilets flush in reverse and stuff like that. So I don't know if the Black Friday stuff is also in reverse. But what I'm going to say is, other than Amazon or global brands, how would anyone know what specific sales you guys were going to have in Australia? Because even companies that are the same, so Walmart, I don't even think Walmart sells in Australia. I should know that. We don't have any stores in Australia that I'm aware of. So I don't even think, and all of the department stores and stuff like that we have here in the malls, I'm not sure if they have versions in Australia or not. So that's really difficult. And also, I know that you're always complaining that you don't want to buy things from companies in the US because you can't get them, either you can't get them shipped directly to you, or the shipping's too expensive, or et cetera, et cetera. So bottom line, thank you for your call, and we'll have to see if Kathy Bacon answers you, because I'm not really sure what to recommend. I know the big things here in the U.S. that typically go on sale are electronic items like televisions, game consoles, maybe kitchen stuff like microwaves, blenders, stuff like that, that you would give. And, but everybody has sale. Like if it's a clothing store, clothes go on sale. But I know that a lot of different stores, I will say this. I know here in the United States where we're not handling COVID well at all. I know in Australia, you guys have like what, one case or something crazy like that. But, we're not handling it well here. So stores are not having in-person Black Friday sales. They're doing stuff completely online, pretty much. Or at least a lot of stores have said they're not going to do it. I'm sure some stores will still do in-person stuff. But for the most part, because Black Friday sales tend to encourage large crowds of people trampling over one another, a lot of the bigger stores have decided not to do a one-time, big-time sort of sale. So they're doing a lot of online and then also spreading the sales out over multiple weeks instead of one day. But that's all I know. I don't know specific items. So it would really depend on what you want and who you're buying presents for, or if you're getting stuff for yourself. I need another television for up here in the studio when, you know, as we convert this up into kind of a media room. The area that I'm not using right now, I mean, it will still be a studio, but part of it will be a media room. I'm going to need either a screen to project onto for a projector to get a really large picture, or, and then I would need speakers and all kinds of stuff for audio, so I don't know, or another TV that's larger that we can put up here on a TV console or whatever. I don't know about you, Scotty. All right, but thanks for the call. We have one more voicemail. We'll go ahead and play this one now as well.
I have a Wendy's story for Tommy. So one time we were in Sioux Falls a long, long time ago, and we couldn't decide where we wanted to eat. And Smelly got irate and pulled into a Wendy's, and we were all kind of like grossed out because none of us eat Wendy's or whatever. So that was my story about Wendy's. And then I have two grievances. Your name isn't Adam J. Burns. It's J. Adam Burns.
Yeah.
And my other grievance or whatever is, or suggestion is, instead of Zach and Daniel, look at that. Daniel didn't even get first billing in my grievance. instead of Zach and Daniel going and buying chalupas and then dumping the contents in their low, no calorie, keto friendly pita or whatever, why don't they just whip up the ingredients at home? That can't take much time. But anyway, that's my friendly suggestion, Daniel. And also, you could probably make enough ingredients to use over the course of a few days. Woodhaven.
Well, thanks for the call, Kathy. I'm not sure if you realize that we don't use this voicemail for Mix Minus. So I'm playing this on Geeky Gay. And, you know, Daniel will listen to this, so maybe he will answer it. But now that I've already played it on Geeky Gay, I'm not going to... I don't think I should duplicate the playing of this voicemail also on Mix Minus. But I feel like after I heard the whole thing, because I don't listen... I don't pre-listen to these, you see. And I feel like most of those comments were probably directed towards something we said on Mix Minus. I mean, how do I know? I repeat stories on both, so how do we know? But when you mentioned Daniel and Zach, I'm pretty sure we talked about Daniel and Zach ordering whatever, chalupas or whatever, and taking the bread and then replacing it. And I think the same thing as you, honestly, because I feel like the bread is the largest portion of that menu item. And when you take the bread off, you're just left with a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of meat. But the bread is the bulk of the dish. So you're really, you know, maybe the sauce, maybe they have some kind of special sauce. Oh, it wasn't a chalupa. It was a gyro from Arby's. But yeah, I feel like you, but you know, I'm not one to talk. So for those of you who don't listen to Mix Minus, Daniel, on the other show that I do, you all should go to mixminuspodcast.com if you want to find more out about it. But Daniel and I were talking about fast food at some point, and I mentioned that I don't like Arby's. And Daniel said that he really likes Arby's, and he and Zach go there for this gyro that they have. But that he and Zach, because they're keto, they take the pita or the flatbread off, and they take the inside of the gyro, and they put that in a low carb wrapper that they buy at the store. My point is, the whole part, I mean, to me, the best part of the gyro is the bread, first of all. And again, it's also the thickest part. And they probably put less protein and less other stuff and just put a bunch of bread because that's the cheapest ingredient, probably. I don't know, though. I'm not a food cost expert, so how do I know? And I am also not one to talk about making things at home because, as we know, and I think I read this tweet on one of the previous episodes, as Kathy Bacon feels, we have a beautiful open floor plan kitchen that we never use because we go get fast food all the time. So I can't really talk to this, but I do agree that it sounds like something that could be made at home. But maybe they have a really spectacular sauce that Daniel doesn't know how to replicate at home, and they don't sell the sauce separately. So then he really needs to buy, I don't know. I'm not really sure. Wendy's, to your point about Wendy's, I love Wendy's. I know that Wendy's tends to be a fast food place that people go to once they go to the old folks' home and the little old folks' van brings them around to Wendy's, or that's how it seems to be. But I've always loved Wendy's. I love a baked potato, and I think their burgers are really fresh tasting. I really like their burgers, actually. And I don't like their fries, but I like their potatoes and their burgers. And I also love their chicken sandwiches. And they have a pretzel burger that has a really good pretzel bun on it that tastes really good. And I'm all about Wendy's. I like it. I used to work there as well, so maybe that's why I'm biased. Anyway, thank you for your call, Kathy. I appreciate it. I think it was for Mix Minus, but I got content out of it here. So here we go. All right. over the weekend, I don't have a lot of time left, so maybe this will spill over. Although, as we all know, I won't remember what I talked about today when I record tomorrow. Over the weekend, Mark and I didn't do a whole lot. We did set up the old Christmas tree in his office because we're going to have one Christmas tree in his office because that's where the front window is. The front window is in the office, and I like to have a Christmas tree that's visible to the outside so that when people drive by, they see a nice lit up Christmas tree. So we did put that together. And we did our normal grocery shopping and stuff like that. We worked out and we kind of just hung around the house and discussed what we may do for our, we're going to go somewhere, but we don't really know. There was a little bit of drama, but I'll have to talk about that tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.